This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. Most of us have only been exposed to crime scene investigations through television and movies, but 20 seniors at Anna Jonesboro Community High School are spending the school year getting hands-on experience trying to solve the fictitious death of a young woman through a new class called Principles of Biomedical Science. The school's director of curriculum and instruction, Scott Finders, says AJ earned a grant award of $35,000 split over 2 years to get the process started. He says the majority of the grant went toward purchasing equipment.
High-speed microcentrifuge, a digital water bath, a DNA discovery kit, and the list goes on. I mean, UPS were regular visitors for several days here, package after package after package. Additionally, we had to get some new laptops specifically for this class because it's an online format. Students come to class, they log in and get to work through that, and we needed laptops that had more memory and speed that would accommodate that.
Science teacher Courtney Garner teaches the class. Until recently, she had to go through weekly online training with around 30 other instructors across the country to help her learn how to teach the course. Garner says the class started with the students having to work a potential crime scene.
They had to actually sketch the scene. They had to take notes of everything that they saw. I gave them the evidence markers, and they decided how they were going to do that.
Student Ashley Dietering says she was able to get into the role of a crime scene investigator when the class first saw the lifeless, fictitious body of Anna Garcia.
I think in my mind, I looked at it as if it were real, and then looking at every possible outcome of how she got here and what happened to her. And I think it kind of just made you realize that this is real. Like, it's not just a thing you see on TV. And I know that it wasn't a real person sitting in front of me, but I took it as such, that real people have this job because real people end up in that situation.
The day I was there, the class was doing an exercise on blood typing.
So how many different people are you testing?
We are testing Anna Garcia, Alex, Doug, Erica, Lucy, and then this is the blood from the scene, so it could be any.
Okay. So other than Anna, are these potential suspects in there?
Yes.
So what will this help you determine?
Whose blood was at the scene?
Yeah, whose blood was at,
whether it was her blood or whether it was someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Alex matched the blood from the scene, is that right?
Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Isn't Alex her ex?
Yeah.
So what's her relation to Alex, though?
Ex-husband that had a bad history. He's out of money, so he wants...
Is there a reason his blood might be
there?
He
was at her house the night before.
Okay, so tell me who you got that matched the scene. Alex and Anna. Did everyone get that?
Yes.
Okay, so what does that mean that Anna and Alex both matched the scene, though?
They have the same blood type.
They have the same blood type. Does that mean that he did it?
No.
What does that mean? You said not necessarily. Why not?
Because
we know that it was the
Beyonce.
It could just be hers. Could it still be his? Could it be both of them?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
it could be both of them. It could be his. And somebody else brought up the fact that could it still be one of the other people? How could it still be somebody else?
They didn't leave
their blood there, right?
Garner says the students have an evidence board to track the investigation throughout the school year.
In my other science classes, it's we learn this topic, we move on to something new. And this, they're having to piece everything together and take very good notes. Writing skills are coming out, oral communication skills, they've already talked about that being important. So seeing it be more related to what they're going to need for a future career.
To enhance their understanding of biomedical science, Garner says the students hear from professionals in various fields, including AJ graduate and CSI investigator Tammy Turner with the Illinois State Police.
When Tammy came the other day, she said, you know, I investigate crime scenes, but I also have to go write reports. I also have to go to court and deal with those things. And so that kind of helps the students see it's not just the glamorous part that you see on TV. And so that helps them, you know, explore more options that they might not have thought about. And then also kind of the emotional side too. You know, some of them after she spoke said, oh, I couldn't do that. You know, it looks cool on TV, but when you have to go and tell someone's loved one that they've passed away or you're dealing with a child, I couldn't do that. And so I think even with the ambulance service, it's kind of the same thing. And so when we have the gentleman from the forensic side of it that does the lab work, you know, that's a lot less emotion. So that might be something that sparks something for them rather than actually being on the scene. I'm really wanting to focus on the fact that the local jobs that these students can get, they don't just have to go to St. Louis or Chicago to get jobs in these fields. And so that's why I'm bringing in local people. So that's something, you know, that I'm hoping that they get out of this too.
Student Jenna Hammer says she's been surprised by some of what she's learned so far.
I guess I didn't realize how like tough you had to be in the biomedical science field, because hearing these people talk about their jobs and how difficult and how you have to stay calm through things like that.
Another student, Anna Madura, says it's even changed her perspective on things.
It definitely makes me take death a little bit more seriously, because it kind of makes you realize she was a young woman, seemingly healthy, that just drop dead one day.
Garner will determine Anna Garcia's cause of death by the end of the school year. I plan to check back with the class to find out what caused her demise. I'm Brad Palmer.